The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Good afternoon, this is JB, and welcome to Biz Solutions, sponsored by Card Solutions International. This is the Small Business Talk Show, and don't forget, the chat room is open, but due to time constraints, we are unable to directly respond to all of your questions and comments. And of course, here's Donna.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today. Our topic today is small business communicating tips and tricks. Remember, all of your questions are welcome, so please feel free to contact us after the show at our website at www.cardsolutions.us or by email at info@cardsolutions.us, or feel free to call us on our toll-free number at 800-530-2440. I cannot say enough of how important it is to stay in touch with your current clients, past clients, and future prospects, as well as any of your referral sources. So we are going to share with you today some of our tips and tricks of staying in touch for business that we have learned in our 15 years of owning a business.
Well, thanks, Donna. To start off the show today, I'd like to welcome our special guest, Marie Matiska from Send Out Cards. Welcome, Marie.
Thank you, Jay and Donna, for having me.
Marie, can you explain to our listeners what exactly is Send Out Cards, and why would a business want to use these services that you offer?
Send Out Cards is one of the newest ways to keep in touch with your clients, past, present, and future. It not only saves you time and money, but it helps keep you connected because you can very effectively follow up with people that give you referrals. You can quickly, at the click of a button, send them a card with a gift card in it thanking them for the referral. You can keep in touch with your current clients, which we all know that the more that you're in front of people, the more they're going to remember you.
Now, the send-out card is not really an email or anything like that, right? They're physical cards that are mailed out?
That's correct. You can put your business logo on the front or on the inside of a card. You can have them in your own handwriting and your own signatures.
And you said that for some of them, you actually can put your pictures on it, or because it's used for personal use, too. So, I mean, you can
yes.
put your kids, family, whatever on it.
Yeah, you can get very creative. There are thousands of cards on the website, plus with the ability to be able to put photos on the front of your cards and on the inside, the possibilities are endless of how creative you can be with your send-out card system.
You can also send, thank you, not only thank you notes, but thank you notes with maybe a gift card in there as well?
Yeah, that's really cool because it's so important that when people take the time to refer your business out that you really show them appreciation. And a thank you card is great, but even getting like a Starbucks card in it would even just kind of put it over the top.
That's pretty cool.
Now, this is a start-to-finish program in that you go on, you order the card, you can personalize it, or you can set up one card to be sent out to everyone that fits into that category, and you actually put it in that envelope, put the stamp on it, and mail it on behalf of our company.
That is correct.
The corporate office does. She doesn't do it personally.
You mean Marie doesn't sit there and lick all those stamps?
No.
Okay. I know that you've often quoted statistics that support staying in touch and how business can benefit from this type of business. Can you kind of share some of these statistics with our listeners?
Sure, I would love to. An average company loses 50% of its customers every 5 years. And another statistic is 48% of people never follow up with their current people that they're their prospects. So you don't want to be a part of that 48%. With send out cards, when you're out networking, you can just come home with those business cards of the people that you met. You can go onto your system and create a campaign, and within literally a click of two or three buttons, you can send them out cards for less than a dollar.
Can we have like multiple campaigns if we wanted to?
Yes, you can do campaigns for thank yous. You can do campaigns for the holidays. For example, instead of having to pay an employee to sit there and print out labels and sign holiday cards, you can set up a campaign with your signatures in it. Tell the computer to send it to 5 people or 5,000 people, click a button, and they're all done. They're going to go out in the mail to them.
So I guess you have to preload their names and addresses, or can't you input those names and addresses from like another file?
Yes. As long as your contacts can go into an Excel spreadsheet, they can be imported right into the send out card system.
Sounds pretty simple to me, doesn't it, Donna?
Absolutely. Now, how would you compare this to the habit that everyone's gotten into of, oh, I'm just going to send these people an email?
Well, statistics show that only 20% of emails are even opened. And I think that today we have just gotten so far away from that personal touch with texting and emails. And we hardly even talk to people anymore, much less send them a greeting card. And how do you feel when you get a card in the mail? It makes you feel kind of special because you really don't get those. So if you're sending a card thanking someone for a meeting or thanking them for their business or getting really creative and say that you just sold a house and you're sending them a picture of their house that they just bought, welcome home, I hope you enjoy your new home, that's going to mean a lot to them, and they're not going to throw that card out. So I sit with my businesses, and I brainstorm with them and find creative ways that they can keep cards and stay in touch and be in front of their people.
But looking at your website, I recall that besides a card itself, you know, a two-page card, you also have postcards that can be sent,
which
sounds pretty good for like a real small business that just wants to be, you know, quickly in touch with their clients.
Their face out there.
To have the face out there. Can you elaborate a little bit about it?
Like I said, there's thousands of cards on the website. Every card can be a postcard, a two-panel card, or a three-panel card. And you can actually set up a campaign that drips on your customers. So you could set up a campaign that every quarter they're going to get either a postcard or a regular card from you, just saying hi, just keeping in touch. And like I said, the postcards are 31 cents. The regular cards are 62 cents, plus you add the postage on it. So it's a real affordable way to stay in touch.
You can't beat those prices. Compare that to what you'd pay at Target, Walmart, and CVS. Right. I mean, it's an inexpensive way of bringing that personal touch back.
Well, obviously, 44 cents for a stamp normally, and they do it for you for a whole lot less than that. That sounds pretty good to have something customized that way.
You know, I can say that Card Solutions has been using Send Out Cards with Marie for quite a while now. And we've set up campaigns that, obviously, we work off of a lot of referrals. So we use it to thank people for referring another merchant over to us. One of our biggest campaigns is customer retention. We have thousands of merchants. And in the past, you know, we would try to call everyone on a regular basis. That's very hard to do when you're working with those numbers. So this way, we can just get online, send out that, and we use the postcard. It's the least expensive way to do it, and it has basically the same impact. Yeah. And we can send out that postcard to our merchants, and they remember who we are. They remember that we're their processing agents, how to contact us, and all this information is on this card at the same time as thanking them. Yeah. And it keeps us out there. Our merchants don't lose us. Like if you compare us, like we've talked so many times on the show, you know, how do you beat the big guys and so forth? Well, I'm up against banks.
Yeah.
And most banks, you don't get that personal touch. Mm-hmm. They don't even think about it. And this is our way of competing with the banks or the fly-by-night salesman on the street, that I'm constantly in touch with my merchants. They know who we are, and we thank them. And it's all through the send-out cards program.
And if they forget, they've got that send-out card sitting right there with our name, address, email address, and everything.
Well, that's the important thing, is that when you use this for business, you've got, and Marie actually came to our office and trained us on it back when, that you're thanking them, but you're also giving them that contact information. I don't care if you've sent them 5 business cards over the last 10 years. They don't know where that card is. It's under some stack in some file. And they often will forget who you are.
Yeah, I have a perfect example of that. When the hurricanes came through years ago, we got many quotes because our screen enclosure blew down. And I use this example all the time. Not one of those places kept in contact with us. 3 years later, we're ready to replace it. If one of them would have sent us 2 cards a year and kept in touch with us, they would have gotten the business. So it's just a no-brainer.
Makes a big difference.
Yep.
Well, Marie, thank you for joining us and sharing the information about Send Out Cards. How can our listeners contact you if they're interested? Also, remember, you can do this just for your personal use, too. How many Christmas cards do you send out a year?
Yeah.
So if you could tell them how to contact them, that they could get started with Send Out Cards?
Well, they can call me at 954-649-9172, or they can even go to my website at www.MarieMatiska.com, and that's spelled MarieMatiska.com. Or like I said, they can call me at 954-649-9172. And I just want to give a quick shout out to Destiny and Christopher.
Hey, Destiny. Hey, Christopher.
They gave Mommy the time to come on to our show.
Well, thanks again, Marie.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Well, on the same topic here, another trick that we use for internet businesses is a program called SitePal, SitePal. SitePal is kind of interesting. On SitePal, you can have an avatar or even a picture of you with your mouth moving on your website explaining what is on that that internet homepage or pricing page or whatever page that you want to put it on. And you can record your own voice via the phone and put that that little avatar on there. Number one, it helps explain what your business is or that certain part of the business. And number two, and probably most important, is, you know, it's there and it keeps the visitor to your website interested and on your site instead of clicking off and going to maybe a competitor. So it's a pretty neat thing to have.
It really personalizes the website. You get a lot of visitors that sometimes will click through. Well, the minute they go to our site, no matter what page they're on, my little face pops up. Everyone asks if it's really me, and I lie and say it is.
I say it is.
It is my voice. And there's someone actually there talking to them, explaining why they're at that page. But I also made sure that when I recorded my message on it, I will redirect them to other parts of the website that, you know, if they just click through, they're not going to find it. So they come to my website, and I based it off of, well, which site were they on? Were they on the internet site? Were they on the retail business, you know, our phone program? And so I can redirect them to other parts of our website, other pages, based on, well, if they hit here, they may want to go here. And don't forget, you can apply online. I direct them over to where they can do that. Don't forget our phone number. I ask them to personally ask for me, which, you know, sometimes they ask for me, sometimes they don't. I've had people call and say, I want to talk to the woman that was on your website. I think her name was Donna. Well, that's wonderful. That means that SitePal is working. It's all in personalizing what you do.
Yeah. The other good thing about it, for the very small business, it's very inexpensive. You're looking at the fee of about $9.95 a month to have this avatar and have this this statement come on automatically when somebody hits that page. Only $9.95 a month, and also you get reports on a daily basis of how many clicks actually, or how many people clicked on that site and actually went there. So it's got good tracking information as well. And again, that's $9.95 for, you know, a very small business doing, you know, just a number of a small number of web pages, and of course their pricing goes up. But I would swear by that program.
Oh, I definitely would. You're paying $9.95 to put an employee on your website to help whoever's there. It's just really personalizing the business. Another tool we have used what, forever. Ever since anything existed like that.
Maybe about 12 years, 13
exactly,
years.
At least. Basically, we use what's known as an autoresponder. And there's tons of different companies out there. We actually started out with a different one than we're using today. But I remember when everything went to the internet back in the mid-90s. And I would have – those were in the days that you kept on turning off your computer to turn on the fax and then turn off the fax to turn on the computer. It wasn't like today where you're constantly on the computer. I spent hours responding to people's questions. They'd come to our website. They would call us and then want to – you know, I want to do the newfangled thing of emailing you. And I was always giving them individual responses. Then I'd have to attach bids for their business and based on business type. It took forever. Then I had all these sheets of follow-up that, okay, I just emailed this guy a week ago. I've got to get back to him now. So then I'd have to spend hours getting back to all these businesses to try to get their interest piqued to close the sale. And sometimes I was emailing these people, you know, they didn't want to talk, you know how people have gotten impersonal. You try to call, oh, email me, please. And I mean, it was literal hours. We were working on weekends, everything we could to stay in touch with it. That's when Jay found the autoresponder. The concept is fantastic because basically what you can do, and I don't remember how many, we have 7 messages set up. And it's right. Like setting up a campaign. But what you do is when it's on every page of our website, you put in your name and your
email address,
for additional information. Mm-hmm. They are immediately sent your first campaign response.
Right.
And it's basically, thank you for your interest in Card Solutions International. Here's what you get with this package. And it's different. On our phone page, you get the phone autoresponder. On the internet page, you get the internet autoresponder. And the first one just gives them the pricing, gives them a little bit of an idea of what's included in it. Then I don't have to do anything.
Right.
A couple days later, we send out the next one automatically.
Well, we don't send it out.
It goes out.
I've got it set up where it sends it out 2 days after the first one and about 2 weeks after the very first one. Next one will come out about 3 days after that. And then finally the last one will come out a month later. Saying,
are you still interested?
Remember a month ago when you received our email?
Well, because, you know, what happens is people anymore are going on the internet and they get so much information, it consumes them. And then they get confused and they don't know which company they wanted to go with in the first place or even if they wanted to go and, well, which program did I want? So the last one is just a real simple email. Basically, you contacted us a month ago. You know, if you're still interested in credit card processing, please contact Card Solutions. If the program you asked about is too big for you, contact us. We have other programs that may better fit your business profile. So we at least are staying in touch with these people that most of them we've never even talked to because they're not calling us. But we are staying in touch with them for at least a full month. They can end it. In other words, if they're getting it, they've decided, no, they don't want to. Maybe they did go with someone else. They can click off of it, so they will not receive any more. But if they don't, they will get a total of 7 autoresponders. Jay and I get a message that someone has started the campaign.
And we get their email address. And if they want to, they can also put in their phone number to have us give them a call.
So I get it. We get an automatic email telling us that someone has just signed up for this.
This specific program that we use is called Get Response, and someone can easily sign up for it just by clicking on a website at cardsolutions.us and then clicking over to the small biz to the small biz page, and right there is a link over to Get Response. Again, this one is relatively inexpensive, great for the very small business person, and there's a little freebie section there, or you can, you know, increase it. Anyway, looks like our time is running out.
Never forget to stay in touch with your merchants. You should use all of the tools we've mentioned. There was one tool we really didn't get to. It's Click and Call. But if you go to cardsolutions.us, you will see this feature. It's basically where if you click on it, it will call right into my office. So you have questions when you're on the site. We are there manning the phones to personally answer those questions. Great new program.
Good program.
But make sure you use all of these tools. But also never forget that old-fashioned phone call and that in-person visit whenever possible. You stay visible to your clients. It sets you apart from any other salesperson or large corporation.
Okay.
JR, tip of the week?
Tip of the week. Stay in constant contact with your clients. It sets your reputation. The more you keep your name in front of customers, clients, the better off you would be. But don't outdo it, or don't overdo it, excuse me. You know, monthly, quarterly emails, send-out cards are more acceptable. So don't send it out on a daily basis. They'll just get blocked as far as emails are concerned.
Thank you for joining us. Please join us next week when our topic will be the importance of networking. Again, thank you to Marie Matiska. Check out her website at mariematiska.com for send-out cards. Have a great week and go make business happen.
So, Peter, how'd you like the show today on Biz Solutions?
I loved it. I found the show to be very informative. In fact, over the past few weeks, I've learned a little bit more about yours and Donner's expertise. What I would like to know is if you could just explain exactly what Card Solutions International does and just tell me a little bit more.
Well, Card Solutions International specializes in the small to medium-sized business. We're currently entering into our 15th year of business, and it's all we do. Several years ago, we found that our perfect niche was in the mail telephone order merchant, the small open door business, the e-commerce merchant, and even the mobile merchant. And as a matter of fact, we are one of the very few resellers of the new iPhone and BlackBerry application. We have varied programs, and we work to match up programs to the customer's business profile. Time will never allow us to share everything with our audience, so they can always contact us at 800-530-2440 or info@cardsolutions.us.
Tell me something. How can you be so sure that you'll be able to provide most businesses with a monthly savings?
Well, we can't guarantee a monthly savings, but we do use every trick in the book as far as looking at our cost-plus programs. We have full disclosure of fees. We analyze the statements for specific business types.
Our business experience brings credibility to our industry and to our own business.
Well, back in 1997, we were the beta agency for e-commerce. We also have our staff an ongoing education, and we keep up with all industry trends. We're there after the sale. We monitor all our emails. And as far as me personally, I have over 30 years' experience with small businesses. I've got a master's in business administration, and I taught business and accounting on college level.
I graduated from Indiana University with a bachelor's degree, and for the almost 25 years, I was in retail upper management. With the last 7 years, I was actually a retail business advisor.
So, if I was smart, I'd contact you and either review my current merchant account, or I'd talk to you about getting set up with a new merchant account, right?
Right.
Right. Well, Peter, thank you very much for your interest in Don and me and Card Solutions International. And thank all the listeners for allowing us and making us the hottest small business internet radio talk show.
Our listeners can always contact Card Solutions International after the show at 800-530-2440, info@cardsolutions.us, or visit our website at www.cardsolutions.us.
Hi, this is Erica Lee Chevalier, and make sure you listen to Bunny Talk on W4CY.com.